Thank you, senior choir, very much. Beautiful song. Let's pray. For all who suffer, Lord, you know, storms rage around us, causing us to be afraid. Thanks for our first responders, our police and firefighters, EMS folks, our troops and their families. We're mindful of the folks who are affected by the recent hurricane in Florida. And Lord, for all who suffer from mental illnesses, their caregivers, often what we want from you, God, is to act. Sometimes we wonder if you're waiting for us to reach out with your love to others. Amen. I left the lights on so you won't sleep. Do you want to pull this out? We're going to spend the next hour and a half looking at the book of Genesis. We're going to start on page 2, a little review. You know, we're doing these stories of the Bible, so we know them a little bit better. Page 2, a few things, background from last week. God creates out of nothing. Ex nihilo. Exit, you know, exit sign, exit, out, nihilo, nothing, out of nothing. There's your Latin lesson for the day. What'd you learn in church? I learned some Latin. It's not a science textbook, okay? It's a collection of faith stories. It's a confession, if you will, written for people long ago and for people, us, right now. God's book, God's word, comes to us fresh and new each day. So God creates out of nothing. Last week, there was darkness covering the face of the earth, right? And then remember last week, too, the gospel lesson was what? Light shines in the darkness from John. And the darkness has not overcome the light. Of course, that light is Jesus. Always a good idea to go to Jesus. So God creates by speaking. Do you notice that? God said, and then God said, and God said, and God said. So then the question is, what is God saying to us? But and then, do you notice? The first day, it was good. Second day, it was good. Third day, I saw everything God had made, and it was good. And then the sixth day, it gets down to what? It was very good. That's when humans come on board. Very good. So when you look in the mirror, do you see very good or do you see something else? Be fruitful and multiply, he said, right? The book says, yeah, speaking not from anybody. Be fruitful and multiply. Care for, have dominion is the word that's used. It means to care for what God has made. Not just here, but there, right? So God continues to speak to us every day. Words like, I love you, you are mine, I'm always with you. Nothing will separate you from the love of God made visible in Jesus Christ. So, ready? Chapter 2. You know there's another version of the creation story in the Bible? Oh yeah, I think it's kind of cool. Forming humankind out of dust, dirt. Who likes to play in the dust and the dirt besides me? Isn't it great? The smell of dirt is like, oh, it's so great. So God breathes life into the nostrils, collects a bunch of dust, makes some nostrils. God breathed life into you. Yeah. God chooses to be in relationship with us each day. Now, the place where Adam is in the Bible is called the Garden of Eden. Ever been there? Ever had times when in your life when it felt like you were in heaven? I'm assuming most of us can refer to times in our lives when it felt like we weren't in heaven. Ever had dark times in your life? You know what? Even in the darkness, God is there. Look at verse 17. You may eat freely of every tree in the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. Does it say what kind of fruit it is? No. Is it an apple? We don't know. Don't give apples a bad name. Well, the apple, Eve, get no, 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 it's the fruit. Doesn't say what, right? Adam, Eve, something that's kind of fascinating. He says later, same chapter 2, it's not good for man to be alone. I will make a partner. Got it? Men don't lord over women. Partners, respect, care, concern. I like how my daughter said it. You know, God created man first and then perfected that and made women. Thanks, Martin and Genevieve. Guess what? We all come from God. Not just Lutherans. We all come from God. Yeah. Mentally healthy or not, we're all gifts from God. Sometimes, though, isn't it just a little harder to see the divine spark in some people? Sometimes hard to see the divine spark in ourselves, too, right? Adam. The word Adam comes from Adama, which is earth. So out of earth, God makes humankind, Adam. Another meaning, I looked up Hebrew because I'm not as smart as this character. I looked it up. Adam means to be red in color, ruddy, you know, earthy. It also means to make, kind of like that. Eve, you know what Eve means? I didn't know this. Eve means to breathe or to live. Now, chapter 3, here we go, ready? Now, the serpent was more crafty than any of the other animals that God had made. He said to the woman, did God say? So this crafty serpent, it's not a snake. Don't give snakes a bad name. I used to have them as pets. The Satan shows up in a crafty serpent, right? Starts lying to Eve right away. You will be like God. Really? What lies do you listen to? Ever wanted to be like God?
I want to know, and I want to know now, Lord. Hurry up and give me patience.
One of the many differences between God and Kurt is that God has never wanted to be me. Do you want to be the director of your life? Take it from me, it doesn't work. That's kind of like organizing the deck chairs in the Titanic before it goes down. It doesn't work. We got to surrender our will and our lives over to the care of God every single day. It doesn't work. So what happens? Eve eats the fruit. Doesn't say what kind. Shares it with Adam. God says, have you been eating from the tree of knowledge of good and evil? Of course, what happens? Adam does what? Blames Eve. Come on. Well, the woman you made made me do it. And then Eve, well, the devil made me do it. I can't help but think of Flip Wilson. Remember, the devil made me do it. I'm dating myself now, right? Sorry, girl. Right? How about this beautiful image? Look at verse 8, chapter 3, verse 8. They heard the sound of God, the Lord God, walking in the garden at the time of the evening breeze. What did that sound like? Don't you love an evening breeze? I mean, no offense to snow and freezing, but an evening breeze. Like, oh, thanks, God. And God asks a very intriguing question. Where are you? Not just to Adam, but to Eve. Where are you? Adam and Eve were hiding because they did what they were not supposed to do. Ever do what you're not supposed to do? Anyone besides me? Yeah. I can still wreck a one-car parade. I don't know about you folks. Ever tried to hide from God? Ever feel so full of shame that, oh, God could never forgive me. What I've done is so horrible. Speaking from personal experience, hiding from God doesn't work. When I was in the pit of the bewilderment of my addiction to alcohol and other drugs, I did my best not to have any conscious contact with God whatsoever. The good news? Thankfully, God still comes to us every day saying, I love you. You are mine. God searches us out when we're hiding. Where are you? You ever get anxious? Overwhelmed with stuff? I got to get this done and that done because it says here I got to do this. And you ever get tied up with one of these things? They can be marvelous tools. But they can also be, I'm walking down the street not paying attention, or I'm driving. Don't do that, please. Don't text and drive. One really nice thing about technology, you ever notice this? When you go to the restaurant now, you don't hear any family arguments because everyone's sitting at the table.
Let's not talk to each other anymore. Yeah.
So now there's an estrangement between humankind and God. God says, you know what? You have to get out of the garden. A person can make an argument that the rest of this book is God trying to continue to write that relationship that Adam and Eve said. And it goes from person to person, you know, imperfect people, just like we are in this book. The estrangement is completely healed when Jesus goes on the cross and dies, says, I love you this much. Stop killing yourselves. I love you. Questions. So how come God allowed this temptation, right? Why did God give us freedom of choice? I know that we're all bound. It's good, you know, we're bound by God to turn our back to God to say, I can do this. I know what's best for me. You know, no, it doesn't work. We all have issues. Some of us have issues that are more obvious than others, right? Mental health. My biggest issue is not my addiction to alcohol and other drugs. My biggest issue is Kurt. It's me. I get a mind-body-spirit disease. It's a chemical imbalance in my brain. We need to all work on being humble and being grateful and seeking help. Last week, the Gospel, John 1, 5, the light shines in the darkness and the darkness is not overcome. We all have times in our lives when we have dark times. And God's love and God's light still shines, still calls us by name, even when we try to hide. God comes to us even in the tombs. What did Pastor just read? The gospel? Jesus calls Mary by name. Jesus calls you by name every day. I love you. I love you. I love you. You are mine. Speaking of being You Are Mine, let's sing that closing song, You Are Mine. Please stand.